Great feeling, great feeling, great feeling.
After a statement win in Pittsburgh, the Jaguars advanced to the AFC Championship game.
Oh, let's talk it. We don't got to talk.
We don't got to talk.
It's time to show up and play, though.
Really, baby.
But we won't win away.
The opponent, the defending champion New England Patriots. We get in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at Tom Brady and his offensive weapons. Plus, away from the field, the Jags show their softer side. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
We ain't done yet. This is just the beginning, baby. All that hard work was for this moment right here.
Yes, indeed, the Jaguars are still playing, and for the third time ever, they're headed to the AFC Championship game. Welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. JP Shadrick with you. And what a win for the Jags in Pittsburgh last week. It set off a celebration in the stadium once the team got home that night, and of course a wild week in Jacksonville. But now it's down to business against one of the greatest dynasties in all of sports, the New England Patriots. The defending champs are in their seventh consecutive AFC Championship game, so an underdog role is to be expected.
When you're playing against New England, who hasn't been an underdog? I mean, everybody should. I mean, they're the team you have to beat.
Defensive player of the year Calais Campbell knows this Jags team belongs on this stage.
We've earned the right to be here. We've put a lot of time and effort in. And so, this is an opportunity that we feel like we deserve and we prepare for. I honestly say I expected to be here.
After the homecoming a week ago, the Jags understand that the city of Jacksonville is hungry for more.
You know, I think we all understand that it's been a decade or so of bad ball. So to kind of be able to bring some success here to the town and to the city, it's been cool to do that and share that with the guys on this team, and also to kind of be a part of a city and a town that, kind of all feeds off of the same thing.
We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. It's fairly obvious if you've been around town this week that city of Jacksonville is ready for a winner.
Well, it's been an incredible run, really starting in December. And you sort of feel the crescendo building. If you were out there on Sunday hearing the Duval chants the other night, I mean, if they win this weekend, if it keeps going, it's going to get bigger and bigger. And, you know, for somebody who's been around it, and Brian, you've been around for a longer sustained period than I, how cool is it to see? It's fantastic.
Here's the test. People who normally don't care, don't follow, are all on board. And for a small market with a big stadium, for this franchise to succeed, they need those people to care. This is bringing them back to the table.
Quarterback had a big game last week. We just heard from him here. He's on a big stage now, obviously in the playoffs, but this is the grand stage going against the greatest on the other side.
I don't think anything will faze him at this point. I thought earlier in the week when he did his news conference, he was gracious, humble, witty, engaging. That tells me he's ready to play.
Doug said it a lot this week, Doug Marrone. He said it a lot all season. He doesn't change, Blake. And it's easy to say that you're not affected by the noise. It's easy to say you're not affected by what's going on around you. He's really not. We've all been around him. You can criticize him. You can ask him a question straight to his face about criticism. He doesn't care. I think that will serve him well in this environment because I don't think what's going on outside really bothers the kid. It's extraordinary on that front because there's been a lot that could have bothered him.
And I think the national media will leave here liking him. That will change their impression of him. Seeing him, getting to hear him personally, I think that'll go a long way.
Jags defense doesn't change either. We heard them after the game in Pittsburgh. They've been a little quieter this week going into Foxborough. They don't know what's ahead, though, but they're not going to change either. They're confident.
Well, sort of a trend, if you pick it up, they don't really talk until they're done. And then after they're done, they talk a little bit, a little bit of this. But I do think, just like last week where the Le'Veon Bell stuff, they didn't talk about it a whole lot. The fact that nobody's given them a shot, the tomato can stuff, the dance, they see it, and I think it will be a theme.
I loved listening to Jalen Ramsey this week, and I'll leave it at that. I enjoyed every minute of him.
And you might hear him a little more if the Jags get this done, the Jags in the AFC Championship. There's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman gets in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at Tom Brady and his offensive weapons.
So you never know how many of these you're going to get. Mm-hmm. There are great players that play a whole career and never get these opportunities.
Plus, defensive tackle Malik Jackson visits with punter Brad Nortman in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. This week we'll ask the guys the all-important question, cake or pie?
Cake or pie, and why?
Oh, cake, easy. I just love the icing on the cake and everything. It's just, it's too sweet, but I could eat that for days. I think anybody can.
I never really eat the cake. I just take the icing off the top of it.
Hello!
Oh, I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this get-go.
Cake, I feel like, is too sugary. It has, you know, it's frosting and all this, you know. I just feel like pie is a better choice.
I say cake. You know, I'm a big birthday cake guy. You know, not really a big pie guy, but I say cake.
Now, Milton, yeah. Don't be greedy. Let's pass it along and make sure everyone gets a piece.
Hey, but last time I didn't receive a piece, and I was told that
just pass.
Definitely pie. My grandma Arlene makes the best bean pie. It's made out of beans and cinnamon, and it's the best thing in the world. I'll have to get something for you guys soon.
Pie is just too much. I don't really like all the filling and all that stuff. It's kind of nasty. I'd rather just have like a big chocolate cake.
Probably a cake guy, just because I don't really know. It's just what I like. I play D-line. I like cake and pie, both.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
You can hear it now. Blue ball party. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go.
Malik Jackson mic'd up in the win over the Steelers. He had plenty to say that day. He'll have more to say here in just a moment. Check out the full mic'd up feature each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Now, of course, the Jags must face the New England Patriots this week. That means the GOAT, Tom Brady, and his weapons on offense. Jeff Lagerman has a closer look in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone, a conversation presented by Cadillac.
Doug, you guys have a great challenge this week. Tom Brady, I mean, 18 years in the league, and when he gets to the line of scrimmage, he has total command.
He does. I mean, you know, obviously he's been in the system for so long. You know, he's like having a coach or a coordinator on the field. He can get them in and out of plays, you know, get to plays, you know, that he feels is going to be able to attack the defense the proper way. So, you know, I think we all know this, and I think we understand that he's probably the greatest of all time. I mean, we say that quite a bit. It's in the media. It's there. We have a ton of respect for him, and we know it's going to be a great challenge for us on defense.
Yeah, that end zone shot is basically the same, it's the same play, just sideline. And what he sees is Adoree Jackson. He's off, and he's telling Brandon Cooks, hey, it's coming to you. I mean, he's got that kind of knowledge and the ability to change the play.
He does. And I think what he probably doesn't get a lot of credit for is that when you go to and you study it and you see him changing plays, it's quick screens, it's passes, it's runs, it's – you know, it could be a quarterback sneak. There's just so much of a variety of what he can do that puts a lot of pressure on you from a defensive standpoint.
Well, you talk about, I don't think this is a check to the run, quick snap, but Dante Scarnecchia, offensive line coach of the New England Patriots, excellent coach. Jarrell Casey here is a two, and he's getting reached by David Andrews, the center. I mean, these guys can do it running the football as well.
Well, the one thing that you have to have is you have to have a ton of discipline and obviously be able to control, be able to play within the tempo. You know, they do a great job of, they'll quick snap it, they'll come up there, look like they're quick snapping it, and then they'll stop, get into the perfect play, things of that nature. So they're always trying to, you know, throw you off your game, you know, and try to get you off your rhythm. So, you know, we've got to be very disciplined in that. We've been working on that quite a bit this week. So, you know, we feel that we're practicing well against it. And like you said, Dante Scarnecchia is probably the most underrated offensive line coach, you know, in this league. He's been able to take players that not a lot of people maybe in this league would take or maybe not that high and really make them play so well as a unit, and you can see that by the way they perform.
Well, good luck with that, with him and his offensive line and this guy right here, Rob Gronkowski. He's not going to be easy to stop, Doug, but, you know, it's a great challenge, and I'm looking forward to seeing how you guys are going to try to do it.
So am I.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Now let's hear again from defensive tackle Malik Jackson. He always has a teammate in the lunchroom for Jackson 5.
Welcome to the Jackson 5 today. We have an awesome guest and a 12th man of the defense, our punter, Brad Norman. How you doing, Brad?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping us with the defense, putting guys back there, too.
Hey,
we really appreciate it.
It's fun to let you guys do your thing and play a role.
That's awesome, man. But, you know, you come from Wisconsin, correct? You know, we know you're a finance major. Do you give guys a lot of financial advice, you know, going in this locker room, or do you just let them be?
Well, I try to. If they ask questions my way, I certainly try to give them advice if I can. And, you know, I don't want to be that guy that pushes too much advice on people. But, you know, it's simple. Save your money, invest wisely, the whole thing. So,
okay. Three tips from Brad Norton about saving your money, guys. Make sure you wrote those down. How does a guy who went to Wisconsin get a supermodel fashion wife? How does that happen?
Well, a lot of luck, honestly. Yeah. Luckily, I met her before she was technically a model. So okay. I think that was one of the things that, you know, maybe she didn't quite know how good looking she was. So yeah, I was able to kind of reach to her level. But it's cool. It's cool to, you know, follow her and support her on her journey for modeling, too. And, you know, we've had quite a ride together. So
that's
it's been
cool,
fun.
Man. Yeah. That's awesome. She have any single friends, man? Here.
I'll let you know.
But back to football, man. You know, we know it's been a long road, you know, with a few long snappers coming in here and then having a new kicker. You know, what has that been like this season?
Well, you know, it's been a challenge because there's a certain rhythm that you get with, you know, with the field goal and punt operation. So to change that over has been a challenge from time to time. But we've hit a nice rhythm now with Josh and Colin, and, you know, we've had a lot of success together. So it's definitely been interesting. It's been a challenge, but we've come together nicely.
Yeah, you guys, like I said, you're doing an awesome job.
Yeah,
it's awesome to watch you.
You
guys. And thank you for that. Those 3 points that put us over the win for Pittsburgh. So we appreciate
pleasure.
You guys.
Pleasure is ours, truly.
But this is a conference title game. I believe your second one.
Yes.
You played in. How does that feel for you, man? Especially coming here. You were here last year with me.
Yeah.
Wasn't as good, but, you know, what do you feel?
You know, it's special. You never know how many of these you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You know, there are great players that play a whole career and never get these opportunities. True. So you got to take advantage of them when you come. So it's been exciting. I just want to try to soak it in and do the best we can, and you know, hopefully we can get back into our Super Bowl.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And speaking of Super Bowl, a lot of people don't know, we were Super Bowl teammates in 2015 Super Bowl. Went very well for me, not so good for you.
Yeah, that was one that we'd like to have back. It was a great memory for you, great memory for me too, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, you'll always have that on me, Malik.
I'm glad we're teammates and we can go back together, man.
Me
win
too.
This for the Jags and the whole Duval's nation. So it should
absolutely.
Be fun.
Yep, no doubt, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Malik.
Thank you. See you guys later on Jackson 5.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, the Jaguars and some four-legged friends.
I formation too tight. Play fake to Fournette. They throw to the middle of the field. Wide open for the touchdown. Tommy Bohannon.
A huge call by offensive coordinator Nate Hackett to throw to the fullback Tommy Bohannon in the fourth quarter in Pittsburgh. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Bohannon is a tough physical player. But this week, he and the Jags showed their soft side away from the field. Ashlyn Sullivan has more in this Baptist Health feature.
Oh, there it is. I found the spot.
Normally, NFL players don't get to express their soft sides that often on the field, but today is different. The Jaguars are partnering with Pitt Sisters and Soft Sides to show that all animals deserve our respect. Show Your Soft Sides campaign has decided to team up with the NFL to show toughness and manhood are in no way correlated to animal abuse. Animal cruelty is a major problem in Jacksonville that goes unnoticed to many.
Oh yeah, there's animal cruelty all over the United States. We see dog fighting, we see animal abuse and cruelty every week here, even in our city.
Jaguars Tommy Bohannon and AJ Can both have pets at home and believe they should be treated like family.
The animals love you just as much as you love them, so you shouldn't abuse them. You should come out here and just love on them. And look at this little one on me. I mean, she's just sitting here and happy as can be, so why would you ever want to abuse a dog?
You can be walking down the street and people can mistreat a dog or something like that, and that kind of bothers me. Even with my own pets, I really don't know. It's good to discipline them, but at the same time, in a way, you gotta know how to discipline them.
Show Your Soft Sides campaign message is only a punk would hurt an animal. The Jaguars couldn't agree more. For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Ashlyn Sullivan.
Thanks, Ashlyn. Let's get into the kitchen now for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Baselli and Chef Tony have a special treat for the postseason.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We are at a beautiful Dreamfinders Homes model right here in Longfield Preserve. It's a natural gas community, and we're cooking up some Baselli family favorites, right?
This is definitely by far my favorite Mexican recipe. I love it.
We eat Mexican how often?
It's definitely a staple in the Baselli household.
All right, and you're making everything better.
Well, you know, it's nice to enhance family favorites, because what we want to show them
is that you don't have to be bound by a recipe, that you can let your imagination and your palate work. Well, you know, the creativity just happens.
Help me. Let me go. Let's go.
So we were told enchiladas today, right? And I said, man, why not make this just a little bit simpler, a little bit faster to the table? Let's do enchilada stacks. And that's what we're going to go after today. So let's turn to our stovetop. If you'll bring along our tomato products with us. And Angie, the chili right here.
I know my job.
And look right here. I already have some onions and garlic sauteing off. Go ahead and pour our tomatoes in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a can of fire roasted tomatoes, right? So And then go ahead and the tomato sauce. Pour it right on in.
Welcome.
Beautiful. Yeah, and this is one of our favorite products, too. Now, again, this natural gas just keeps working well for our cooking applications.
Nice.
It's so much better than what I have at my house, to be honest with you. I love to come into these Dreamfinders homes and cook on the natural gas, and it was wonderful to know that Tico provides gas not just at the Dreamfinders home, but throughout the city as well. It's a great product that they have, and I look forward to cooking in many of their kitchens where they provide it. Oh, go put our chili in there. Yep.
You said about two tablespoons.
Oh, yeah, why not? Oh, and now we're going to mix this up. So we're going to let this simmer over this even heat. Right, we're not going to have any extraneous gas flames or gas smells coming off of this because natural gas burns very cleanly.
Smell is good food.
And that's all we want to smell, right?
Yes.
So we'll let this simmer down and thicken up for about 5 minutes or so, and then we'll take it over to the blender and get ready to build our enchilada stacks.
Perfect.
Now that we have our sauce blended up, what I want you to do is we're going to add these black beans and corn right into it.
Perfect.
And then we have some chicken here we're going to add right to it as well. I'll pour that
in
for
you. And you said you can get any kind of chicken?
Rotisserie chicken, you know, the pre-made cooked chicken in the meat department. Anything that's there,
that's
convenient, right? Just make sure it's a product that your family enjoys as opposed to just something that you're going to make them eat.
Yeah.
So, and there, because it is family time at the dinner table. So once this gets mixed up, you're going to take a spoon. That's good enough for me.
Okay.
Because watch, as you spoon it up, it's going to happen. We're going to lay it on top of our tortilla shell. I'm going to put a little bit of cheese.
Awesome.
We're going to do it again.
Layer.
And just keep flattening it. Each time it builds, just keep trying to flatten it a little bit more.
Okay.
Until you have a really tall cake. And then we'll go about, say we go about four levels high. So we got, this is our third level here.
Now I know why we put sauce on the bottom. Give it some grip.
This is so fun.
Right? Well, family time cooking.
Yes.
Right around an easily prepared meal. You know, this is what football season, this is what Jaguars, this is what the Baselli's are all about, right?
I'm telling you,
we're all awesome. We're going to put a little cheese on top just so that doesn't burn. And then we'll put this in an oven, 350 degrees until the cheese is melted. And we have our enchilada stack.
Yummy!
For the chicken enchilada stacker recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. Up next, a look ahead to the AFC Championship game against the New England Patriots. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
The reputation is what it is. I mean, New England deserves all the credit that they get. They've been doing it for years since I was in middle school. So when you put that in perspective, but at the same time, we have to realize, you know, you can't get in awe of everything that they have surrounding them. You just got to play game because at the end of the day, all the hype and hoopla, it doesn't matter once the ball is snapped.
Miles Jack, Jaguars linebacker. Yes, it is a game once they tee it up, but it's a really important football game. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. They're going against the best. Best coach, best quarterback, probably the best tight end. A lot of bests in New England.
Yeah, but I don't think it phases these guys. And all week with a game like this, you spend more time sort of breaking it down, trying to figure out what's going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. I've been around teams in big games where they say it's not a big game, and it is. To me, this team doesn't feel like it's an underdog. I think this team looks at itself and says, except for Brady and Gronk, you know, and other than that, you know, it's a big deal. But I think except for them, they feel like they're the more talented team. And I don't think there's an inferiority complex for this team going into this game.
You can't let the magic of what they've done overwhelm you in the present. There's been talk all week about Coughlin and Belichick and the magic formula. It's always players, JP. It's not plays. It's players. And the Jaguars have the players to be able to beat them. Who needs a formula when you've got these guys coming after the quarterback? They've got the players.
A formula that does work is not turning the football over on offense and taking it away on defense. That's for any matchup.
Yeah, and the first one is the most important one because Bill Belichick is a guy who schemes. And he's very bright. And Blake is going to have to be on his game plan. And Nathaniel Hackett's going to be ready to call the right plays. You can't have the turnovers this week. You need to take it away because you need more possessions. You can't give more to Tom Brady.
Yeah, you lose a turnover battle this week, you do lose the game. fortunate for the Jaguars, they are a team that's built to win that. I think they win the game. I've said it all week.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
AFC Championship game. The Jaguars in for the first time since the 99 season. It's the seventh straight for the New England Patriots. 3:05 the kickoff time Sunday at Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Everbank Jaguars Weekend.